Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. This is probably going to be one of the shortest episodes of Tesla Daily ever. It's been a pretty quiet day. We just have a couple items to go through and one thing to watch for over the weekend. Quick look at the stock. Tesla today finished up 0.5%. The Nasdaq today finished up 0.5%. Pretty fitting for a quiet day. Tesla closed at $816.12. Looking ahead to next week, the Nasdaq is closed on Monday, February 15th, for the observance of President's Day. With that being the case, I probably won't have an episode unless something crazy goes down, in which case I'll be available. Sometimes that tends to happen. And like I said, there is something to watch for over this weekend. So you may remember back in November, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway filed their 13F for the third quarter, and they had a position on that 13F, so an investment from Berkshire Hathaway, that they got approval to not disclose at that time. We talked at length about this, so check that episode out if you're interested on the situation. And over this weekend, we should finally get an update on what that mystery position is. Berkshire Hathaway always tends to file their fourth quarter 13F on February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. And that's on Sunday. So if this ends up being Tesla, as we talked about in that previous episode, I don't think it's going to be Tesla. But if it ends up being Tesla, I think that would obviously lead to a pretty exciting Tuesday for Tesla stock. So we'll keep an eye out for that. I think whichever stock it ends up being will probably be pretty big news, but we will revisit on the next episode. All right, so getting back to today and to this week, the first topic I want to address is something I've gotten some questions on over the last few days, something we didn't talk about earlier. But there were some reports from the beginning of this week that Tesla had recently met with the Chinese government to discuss some quality issues. So from Auto News here, they reported, quote, China's government officials met representatives from Tesla Inc. in response to growing reports from consumers about battery fires, unexpected accelerations, and over-the-air software update failures, end quote. They continue to write, quote, in response, Tesla said it would thoroughly investigate the problems reported by consumers and step up inspections. Quote, we will strictly abide by Chinese laws and regulations and always respect consumer rights, end quote, a company representative said in a text message, adding that Tesla accepted the guidance of the Chinese government departments, end quote. So the reason I didn't talk about this earlier in the week is because those three items there are all items that we have individually discussed in detail many, many times in the past, and I don't believe any of them are serious issues for Tesla. So if we talk about consumer battery fires, every year Tesla shares their vehicle fire data, most recently noting that from 2012 to 2020, there has been approximately one Tesla vehicle fire for every 205 million miles traveled, compared to the United States average of one vehicle fire every 19 million miles traveled. So a vehicle fire for Tesla, about 1/10 of frequency, so definitely not concerned about that. Is it possible that there's a one-off issue here in China and Tesla has changed some process and that's leading to more battery fires? Yes, it's possible, but I think the likelihood is low, and I haven't seen anything else that has raised concerns particularly about vehicle fires in China for Tesla. And furthermore, if Tesla did have a problem there, I would have full confidence that they would be able to get that resolved. The next issue was unexpected acceleration. Well, we've already talked about that plenty in the United States. NHTSA has found that that was due to driver error. I don't think anything more needs to be said on that, though I do think it's interesting because I think that maybe Tesla looking into this unexpected acceleration stuff and how to mitigate it when that does happen, even in the case of driver error, may have led to what Elon has been talking about here with the new Model S, where it just decides if you want to be going in reverse or forward. It wouldn't surprise me if that idea came from these complaints. Anyway, the last issue there was over-the-air software update failures. I don't even know exactly what that would mean, but I think no one does over-the-air software updates better than Tesla. Again, full confidence that Tesla can figure out whatever problems are occurring there. So to me, pretty much entirely immaterial. The thing that I'm keeping my eye out for in China is the performance on the lithium iron phosphate batteries. We've of course talked about that as well and the cold weather performance, but I do just want to continue to see more and more of that data come in. Next, here's a quick piece of news from Brandenburg on Giga Berlin. Tesla has received approval for further equipment installation, specifically for the paint shop, press shop, and body shop in Giga Berlin, though this work does continue at Tesla's own risk, as seems to most often be the case for these approvals. Nevertheless, good to see, and I'm sure we'll see Tesla fully act on that limited approval. Last couple of things here. Earlier this week, we did get updated short interest on Tesla. This one's kind of interesting because the settlement date was for January 29th. So here we see Tesla's short interest just 2 days after the Q4 earnings report. Short interest dropped from the January 15th settlement date by just about 4 million shares. So previously, short interest on January 15th had been 56.4 million. Now on January 29th, it dropped to 52.4 million. The next update on short interest will be after market close on Wednesday, February 24th, and that'll be for today's settlement date. Lastly, just want to touch on Tesla's SEC filing today, the Schedule 13G/A. This just reports Elon Musk's ownership of Tesla at the end of the year, including options that have vested. So that's 227 million shares. That compares to last year where Elon pre-split was at about 38 million shares post-split. That's about 193 million shares. That means Elon now owns about 22.4% of Tesla versus last year about 20.8%. That should continue to increase as more of those options from Elon's compensation plan vest. Once fully vested, which I expect will happen, that'll put him somewhere, depending on dilution, around maybe 27-28% ownership of Tesla. All right, so that's really it for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Hope everybody has a great weekend, a great long weekend if you do have Monday off. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe and sign up for notifications. You can also follow me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you either on Monday or on Tuesday for the February 16th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.